percent of his playbook. Is he starting to do a little more? Are we going to see the full playbook this year, or is it still going to be only about 50%, 75%?
Well, we're definitely seeing some new wrinkles. I'm not sure what would happen to me if I divulged some of the plays I've seen in spring practice. But we have seen some new wrinkles, some plays they didn't run last year, and they've definitely been working on the passing game. I mean, you see a focus on that. Bebe looks great at one wideout. You know, Tyler Melton and some of the other guys have looked pretty solid at the number two wideout, and they're throwing a lot to the A-backs, Roddy Jones, down the field. You see them working on that extensively. So I think this team, I mean, they're not going to be a passing team, but last year they were 80-20 run, and I think we're going to get more, 70-30, 65-40, 65-35, something like that.
And Larry, stay on the offense. How has Jonathan Dwyer looked? I know he's coming off a knee injury. He just had surgery on that knee. And, how has he looked in the limited practice time or playing time he's had in spring practice?
Jonathan Dwyer, to my knowledge, has not had knee surgery, but he hasn't.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He has missed some practice. He tweaked a hamstring. And, they're not showing him much. Coach Johnson said, basically, I know what he can do. He only played one series yesterday at the scrimmage. So they're fine with Dwyer. They're taking, the guy that's really impressed is Marcus Wright. He's a little A-back out of San Antonio, and they love his blocking. He's one of the top three fastest guys on the team, and he actually started over Lucas Cox yesterday opposite Roddy Jones, and Lucas has been working more at B-back. He's about 250, 260, so that might make more sense for him. So Marcus Wright is a guy to watch for because, Roddy Jones and Dwyer are going to do their thing, but Marcus Wright, Coach Johnson just keeps talking about him.
This is WQXI Atlanta, a big league broadcasting company, Sports Radio 790 The Zone. Fletcher Proctor, Scott Janovitz, Brian Jones being joined by Larry Hartstein of the AJC, Georgia Tech's official beat writer.
Yeah, Larry, real quick, we were talking about the running back position, and I brought up Anthony Allen a little bit ago. This is a guy who transferred from Louisville 2 years ago after leading leading Louisville in rushing. Talk about how impressive he's been so far this spring, what he's probably or what you think he'll contribute next season, and how crazy it'd be for him to take carries away from a guy like Jonathan Dwyer.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. They've got so many guys in the backfield. They're trying to find the right pieces, and Allen's got a lot of talent, but he has not mastered the position yet. I think they've been a little bit frustrated, so they want him to just focus on either A-back or B-back right now, and he's made some plays, though. I mean, he's got a lot of talent. He's powerful. He's fast. He caught this one screen pass where he just stopped on a dime, and two defenders flew by, and he turned it upfield for about 20 yards, but, he hasn't been as impressive, as consistent as Marcus Wright, so right now, I mean, he's definitely going to get carries. He's definitely going to get in there, but right now, I don't see him taking that many carries away from Jonathan Dwyer.
I was reading your article actually yesterday about, or I guess maybe it was today, on AJC.com that you wrote yesterday about J-Bo Shaw and how he had a pretty impressive scrimmage. Is there going to be any kind of competition between Nesbitt and Shaw this year?
No, I mean, that's the funny thing. Is going back to last year when Josh Nesbitt was struggling and we kept asking, J-Bo looked good in that Duke game. Is he going to move up? And the coaches kept saying, if you saw them at practice, you would see that there was really no, not that J-Bo's not a capable backup, because he is, but when you watch these two guys, it's just, J-Bo knows how to run the option, but the arm strength is like night and day between Nesbitt and Shaw. I mean, it's not even close. There are throws that Nesbitt can make that Shaw cannot make, and I just think that, they just want him to be the best number two guy he can be, but there's no controversy there at all.
Yeah, you talked about changes in the offense specifically, and I know a lot of people are concerned that maybe Tech has as much success as they did last year because, hey, the fact of the matter is teams in the ACC haven't seen that offense really ever, and maybe now that they have film on Tech, they'll actually take a step backwards this year offensively. Do you see that as a problem, and do you think they're going to have to make some major changes to kind of keep up with the ACC?
Well, that's a really good question, because somebody, I can't remember which back, was talking to me about that just yesterday, and he said, they've got a year of tape or a year of film on us, but that was our first year running that offense, and we're getting a lot better at running the offense. So he says it's going to cancel out. And I mean, with everybody coming back and all the skill positions, I cannot see this offense, you know, taking a step back, especially if they're able to pass the ball a little bit better and just make that more of a threat. One thing Coach Johnson noted was that, you know, with the option, they really never double-team receivers. Even Bebe, Demaryius Thomas, who had a pretty big year, never got double-teamed because they're so concerned about stopping the option. So, you know, and that guy can beat one-on-one coverage pretty much every time. So if Nesbitt can be more accurate, I definitely think this offense will continue to be dynamic.
Finishing up with Larry Hartstein on Score Atlanta Sports Sunday. Last question for you before we let you go, get back to your Sunday. When summer gets here and some of these new recruits, you know, who should we be looking out for? And do we already have an idea of who might redshirt with spring practice? You know, are there some areas that you thought you may need some guys to come in and play immediately, but they won't have to? Or some areas where you take a look and say, gosh, they're really going to need help at blah, blah, blah position?
Well, I think at O-line, they may need some guys to come in because they just don't have the numbers right now. I think Stephen Hill, the receiver who had about 7 dunks in the basketball championship game.
He was a beast.
He was.
Yeah, I wasn't
15.7 dunks.
About it.
Yeah.
What?
I said 15.7 dunks.
Yeah, you'll shoot a high percentage that way. I think he's a guy that they're thinking can come in and make an impact right away. They've got a lot of guys that redshirted last year that they want to see. You know, Richard Watson and T.J. Barnes and people like that.
All right, well, we thank you for joining us, taking time out of your Sunday, Larry Hartstein from the AJC, the Georgia Tech beat writer. We hope to call you back and have you on the show. Hopefully we didn't make you too mad.
Sounds good,
right,
guys.
Thank you very much. Have a good Sunday. All right, and that was Larry Hartstein from the AJC. We appreciate him. I didn't aggravate him, I think. I think last time I got under his skin a little bit.
Yeah, maybe you're a little too sensitive. I don't think
I think it's the Georgia versus Georgia Tech thing.
Yeah. You think he knows he's a
good,
went to Georgia?
He's a good guy, though. He's a good guy. He's a good sport. We appreciate
he knows
him
his tech.
On the air. He does. He's got his finger on the pulse.
He is the Tech B writer, so.
He's got his finger on the pulse. We appreciate him taking time out of his Sunday to come on and join us. But Georgia Tech, they've got things cooking. When we come back, we're going to have the Georgia beat writer
a little balance.
From Scout.com, Dean Legge, will be joining us. That and so much more when we come back. This is Score Atlanta Sports Sunday on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
Amen Corner, Butler Cabin, The Green Jacket, and Mike Bell. The Masters, like only the Zone can do it. Brandon and Wolvie and Pollock and Bell live from Augusta Thursday and Friday of the tournament. Brought to you by Bridgestone Golf and Save with Insulation. First for sports, 790 The Zone.
In times like these, a successful small business owner is a smart small business owner. So for a limited time, Comcast Business Class is offering high-speed internet and crystal clear voice for just $79 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Delivered on America's leading fiber optic network for TV, phone, and internet. What exactly do you get for $79 a month? High-speed internet that's much faster than the DSL or T1 you might be using now, with super fast speeds up to 6 megabits per second and unlimited local and long-distance calling for your small business to anywhere in the U.S., Canada, and Puerto Rico. Give your small business an upgrade and save money doing it. Sign up for the $79 internet and phone package at 800-391-3000. $79 a month. There's nothing smarter than that. Comcast Business Class. It's not small business. It's fast business.
Offer ends 6/30 or not. Not available on all areas. Restrictions apply. Early termination fee applies after promotional period or if any services canceled or downgraded. To Comcast regular charges apply. Equipment installation, taxes, and telephone fees extra may not be combined with other offers. Many factors affect speed. Actual speeds variant are not guaranteed. Speed comparison with downloads for 10 to 1.5 megabits per second. $24.95 per line activation fee applies to voice and up to 4 lines. Call for restrictions and complete details.
Join the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation on Monday, April 20th at the famed Atlanta Athletic Club for the annual CCFA Golf Classic. Registration limited to 64 foursomes. Call today, 404-982-0616 to reserve your spot.
Accept the challenge and climb Atlanta. The world's highest peaks are miles away and scaled by a daring few. But the biggest challenge is right here in the Big Peach next month. Conquer more than 1,100 steps to the top of 191 Peachtree Tower downtown. Push your peak in your lungs. For those who can't, team up with the American Lung Association on April 18th and show off your healthy lungs. Climb Atlanta and raise money for healthy lungs. Register today by calling 770-434-5864 or visit climbatlanta.org.
The Two Live Stews.
The place where the players play.
Dwight Howard.
I know I enjoyed watching, you know, Alonzo get his number retired, and me and him talked before the game, and we kind of had a little wager to see if he was going to cry during the ceremony. He said, no, I'm not crying. And he cried before the ceremony even started.
Weekdays 1 to 4 on 790 The Zone.
Atlanta Sports Sunday on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. Fletcher Proctor, Brian Jones in the studio. Scott Janovitz needed a tutorial on how to get water from the faucet.
Yeah, what was that?
So he is off trying to get water from the faucet right now. I had to give him instructions, actually. It was interesting. But we will be joined in just a second from Scout.com's UGA writer Dean Leggy, as well as Brian Longacre from Aqua Blue Atlanta. But some good stuff from Larry Hartstein. Coming on there, bringing the thunder, bringing the passion about the Georgia Tech spring practice. Very exciting. They've got their T-Day game coming up in just a few weeks, which should be good.
Yeah, no, and I mean, according to all reports.
The 18th, right?
The 18th.
According to all reports, Tech looks quite good. I mean, if I was listening just now, and I was, for the record, I'd be worried about the offensive line. It sounds like they're in shambles. I know they are injured, but everyone, I think, assumed bringing back five starters from last year meant they would be strong there.
Well, they have to be the right kind of or offensive line.
Right.
And we've heard both Larry talk about that. We had Giff Smith on a few weeks ago talking about that. You have to have the right type of offensive line. And we're going to be joined right now, Brian Longacre on the line from Aqua Blue. Brian, welcome to the program, Score Atlanta Sports Sunday.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
Doing all right. How about you?
I'm doing fantastic. I love this time of year. You got baseball kicking off. You got the NFL draft. You got the NCAA finals. I mean, it can't get much better than that.
NBA playoffs.
Now, did you watch any of the final quattro last night, since I don't think we can say the final for marketing purposes or something?
Yeah, I really enjoyed the Michigan State game and UConn game. Man, that was an awesome game to watch.
They really bottled them up. Michigan State, they shut down the Beavs, I guess, assists. But, you know, he got his 17 points. Didn't matter. Michigan State's pretty darn good.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love the baseball talk. I think by far the Braves are probably in the toughest division in the National League. And I think the Marlins are even going to sneak up on some people and make life difficult there in the National League.
Do you have a key to the season this year for the Braves?
What's that?
Do you have a key to the season?
Well, I think they have to have consistency from their starters. I think their starters are going to have to average, you know, 6 to 7 innings, give that bullpen a little bit of rest. And if the top four starters can give them 6 to 7, I think they got a shot.
Cool deal. Now let's talk about Aqua Blue a little bit. It's located right off of 400 on exit 7, correct? Right off of the Holcomb Bridge Road?
Correct, yeah. All right. We're at 1564 Holcomb Bridge Road. We're 15 minutes from Buckhead. We're about 10 or 12 minutes from Dunwoody. And we've got a busy week coming up this week. We've got a Domaine Chandon wine dinner on Wednesday. And then, of course, we've got our traditional Easter brunch on Sunday.
Yeah.
We open the doors at 10:30 in the morning, and we'll serve the brunch until about 3:30.
And let me ask you this. I was at Aqua Blue a couple weeks ago. Scott has got a question for you, but I'm going to put him on hold for a second. I was at Aqua Blue a few weeks ago. The patio was buzzing with, I guess, some sort of engagement party or something. But the patio is now open, you know, assuming the weather's nice and the weather's been nice, correct?
Absolutely. In fact, this weekend we had a rehearsal dinner out there on Friday, and then we had another wedding reception on Saturday. So it was a great venue, and it just the weather turned out perfect, and everything worked out very nice. We've got a patio kickoff party, actually, on the 24th of April. We'll have some live Motown out there, and we're going to do some sliders and a crawfish broil and
nice.
A couple sushi items and everything else. So it'll be a great time. Got a busy month in April.
Yeah, hey, Brian, I love me some wine, and I heard you say something about a Wednesday wine night. I want to know more about it. What does that entail?
Well, on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, we actually have a Domaine Chandon five-course wine dinner. We have a representative from Domaine coming in, and we're going to start off with some sparkling wines, and we're going to pair those up with some seafood kebabs, and then we're going to go through their portfolio, and we're going to finish up with a Pinot Meunier, and we've got a pork tenderloin pad thai that we're going to match up with that, and it's going to be an awesome wine dinner.
That sounds incredible.
Typically on Wednesdays, we have... It's our girls' night out. We offer a couple different wines and a couple different appetizers, and then we also have the wine flights too, which you can pick three different wines and you get a nice appetizer for that, and it's a great value at $14.
Brian Longacre from Aqua Blue, aquablueatl.com. If you're interested, also give him a call, 770-643-8886. You can make your Easter reservations. It's next week. Aqua Blue, I've eaten there. It's fantastic, or Zone-tastic, rather. So give Brian a call. We appreciate it. Thanks for joining us, Brian.
Thank you so much, gentlemen. I really appreciate it. Have a great day.
All right, thank you. That was Brian Longacre joining us on Score Atlanta Sports Sunday.
No trivia this week?
He didn't mention anything about trivia.
Yeah.
But be sure to give him a call and go out there next Sunday for your Easter brunch. Now, we gave Georgia Tech a little time, but it's time to give the Georgia Bulldogs, the Georgia Bulldogs some time. My school, Dean Luggy, from scout.com. He wants to talk some Georgia Bulldogs. Dean, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us today.
Great. Good to be here.
Yes, and a big hire. I know spring football. I want to get to that. But can we talk a little bit about the big hire that went down? Mark Fox. A lot of people are going to say, Dean, who the heck is Mark Fox? But tell us who he is.
Well, he's the former head coach at the University of Nevada and a guy that has been relatively successful out west, gone to the NCAAs three times in 5 years and has never finished worse than second in the conference out there and has a very successful win-loss record. And I think he would be classified as more of an up-and-comer than anything else.
Yeah.
I got to spend some time with him after the press conference, just talking with him and so forth. And he's very polished. He's very, I don't know. I think he's a good fit. He's a lot different than Dennis Felton, at least at first glance. And, if he can recruit at all, then he will do well at Georgia, I think.
Yeah, let me ask you one more.
Problem.
Go ahead.
That's just been the big problem at Georgia is, and I guess to some degree at Georgia Tech until this year, that there's plenty of talent in this state, but it seems very difficult for the two schools to keep it, particularly Georgia, to keep them in state.
Do you think he'll have a hard time recruiting, having no connections to this region?
Oh no, I don't think it will be. I think Georgia and Tech too. I think they speak for themselves in state. I think Georgia's got a lot of makeup work to do in terms of their image in basketball, and I think that selling the recruits on the facility that the University of Georgia has will go a long way to that. But no, because I know that. There are AAU people that are already trying to speak with the new head coach at Georgia, and that I don't think will be a problem.
Yeah, one more basketball question before we move on
to
what everyone really cares about, and that's football. I think the perception is while Fox may be a great coach, maybe they didn't go after the best coaches out there. Is that, as an insider, do you have that same feeling? Maybe there were better coaches out there to get, or do you think they really got their guy?
Well, let's see who was out there. John Calipari was out there. Mike Anderson was out there. They were out there.
What about Anthony Grant specifically? The fact that Alabama kind of got him.
Anthony Grant was not interested in dealing with the search firm that Georgia was using, and it was that simple. They turned him off. He was turned off last year when LSU was looking for their coach, and Parker Search Firm. And Anthony Grant, something happened there or whatever, and he just was not interested in dealing with them, and that's who was looking for Georgia, so to speak. And so, Anthony Grant is no more a big-time name than Mark Fox is. I mean, in fact, they have virtually the same three-year record. Actually, Mark Fox's three-year record would be better the first 3 years than I think Grant was at VCU. Now, there's nothing wrong with Anthony Grant. He would have been a great hire at Georgia, but I wouldn't classify him as a big name
by any stretch.
All right, so this is a Score Atlanta Sports Sunday on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. We like to say football lives here, so let's get straight into spring practice. Dean Leggy joining us, the UGA beat writer from scout.com. And how is spring practice going so far for the Dogs? It seems they can't keep any defensive ends healthy out there.
No, there's no healthy defensive ends. That's
Well, the whole team is a little bit banged up in general, and that's what you saw at the end of last year, and a lot of the injuries that you saw at the end of last year, or at least at the beginning, a lot of those guys just couldn't get ready for spring ball. So there are aspects of Georgia's team, like you said, the defensive ends and some of the offensive line, that just are not ready to play. But it's not September, so that doesn't matter so much. I think the team is fine. The biggest focus is, you know, how has Joe Cox been? And I think he's been very good. And I think that he's different than Matthews. There's no question about that.
A little more consistent is what they've said, right?
Than Matthews? I don't know about that.
No, I mean accuracy-wise.
Well, I think that Joe Cox is going to be given plays that Joe Cox will execute. And with Matthew, you had a wider range of options because of the strength of his arm. And those are two very different things. I think Joe is going to do what he does, which is lead. And, you know, I don't think you have to have a gunslinger back there to win the East. But I do think that you have to have someone back there that is going to execute what's given to them. And I think that's what they're going to depend on Joe to do. So that's the big thing, is that this is Joe Cox's team, no question. And everything else will have to fall in line. They're going to have to figure out who the running back is going to be for sure. I don't think they were going to figure that out until early fall. And, you know, I don't know. They still have plenty of playmakers, but the lines are just, you know, they've got to be better if Georgia wants to have a better season.
Yeah, Dean, Scott Janovitz here. You know, I want to go back to defensive end, because you can't win without a good defense, and you can't have a good defense without putting pressure on the quarterback, something Georgia clearly didn't do last year. For one, who are the players they're going to be counting on next season? I know they're not healthy now, but I want to know when game one comes around, who are they counting on? And talk a little bit about Justin Houston, one guy who has been healthy this spring and by all reports is having a very impressive one.
Well, that would have been one guy I would have said would be Justin Houston, who's from Statesboro. Justin is a guy that I think is dependable. I think he's coming into his own, and I think he's their best option at defensive end, certainly right now and maybe even in the fall. DeMarcus Dobbs was really coming on very well until he got hurt in the spring. And it's just one of those things where if you talk with John Favre, the defensive ends coach at Georgia, if you do not have pressure on the quarterback, you are not going to win, or at least you're not going to slow people down. And for years at Georgia, the defensive ends have been probably the best positioned play. I mean, the players are the most talented, maybe even on the defense. David Pollack, you know, Quentin Moses, guys like that. Even Marcus Howard with 13 sacks in 2007. Well, that allows your defense to do a lot of things. I mean, that allows them to do a lot of things. And if you don't have that, it makes it more complicated. Now, that's not Fabris' fault, but the point is that they're going to have to develop somebody. Probably Justin Houston will be the guy that will probably be the guy that is the Marcus Howard or whoever you want to put the name in there for. He will probably have to be that guy. Someone's going to have to get consistent pressure on the quarterback. They did not have that last season, and that's why they got scored on so much, if you ask me.
Finishing up with Dean Legge, the UGA beat writer for Scout.com. This is Score Atlanta Sports Sunday.
Hey, Dean, I just wanted to ask you really quick. We all know that Joe Cox is going to be the number one quarterback going into spring and in the fall. But who do you think is going to win that number two spot? Is it going to be Aaron Murray, Zach Mettenberger, or even Logan Gray, who was the number three quarterback last year?
I think it's probably going to be Logan. But Zach, who started very well in the spring, is certainly a threat, but I would say Aaron Murray has really come on this last week. And that's a good question, probably Logan, but we won't know that. We really probably won't know that answer until they play somebody where they can get one of those guys in there. I think Logan Gray is going to play some at quarterback, so I think that makes him the number two, right? You know, in the fall. But that doesn't mean he couldn't lose that spot, or they won't go with a third guy just to see. You know, Zach Mettenberger has the strongest arm at Georgia, and that may open up some things for him. But Aaron Murray is very slick, and Logan Gray has more experience than both of those two guys. It's a hard question to answer because Mark Richt has not answered it himself. But if I had a guess, I would say that Logan Gray is probably going to be that guy that will be the backup, because he's been in Athens for 3 years.
All right, Dean Legge joining us from Scout.com. He's the Georgia beat writer. Dean, we want to thank you for coming on the show today, and we appreciate it, man. Thanks for taking time.
Okay, thanks.
All right, good Sunday.
Thank you. And that was Dean Legge, UGA beat writer for Scout.com. This is Score Atlanta Sports Sunday on Sports Radio 790.
Trying to save a buck or two? Visit 790 The Zone's Double Rewards program where you can double your money only on 790thezone.com.
Hey, listen, I caught a 42-inch striper using only dental floss.
No, what? That's nothing, no, man. Once I climbed Mount Everest in my flippity-flops.
Wow. Oh, yeah, well, okay. I jumped the Grand Canyon on a bike with two flat tires.
Oh, well, I won $250,000 playing the Bass Pro Shops Cash Adventure Lottery ticket.
$250,000?
Nobody's buying that whopper, man.
Give us a break.
Play Bass Pro Shops' $250,000 Cash Adventure Instant Game. Went up to $250,000. Georgia Lottery. Today could be the day. Play responsibly.
Stakey here for Energy Defenders, where it's all about saving you money. It's a real simple concept. They're the insulation experts, and they'll help you find the right insulation for your home at the best price. If you check out Energy Defenders at EnergyDefenders.com, you start saving today. Adding insulation to your home increases comfort and lowers heating and cooling costs. You know how much heat you're losing through your attic or through your basement? That's the bottom line. Energy Defenders at EnergyDefenders.com for you to start saving money. Go to EnergyDefenders.com, schedule a free home energy audit. It'll save you money. Check out Energy Defenders.
Get ready for some big news. Yes, you need to be sitting down for this. Fortunately, if you're in a car, you already are. State Farm has lowered their rates on car insurance in Georgia.
It's true. You can get State Farm's personal service for the same or less than those other guys. It's possible with discounts up to 40%. Contact an Atlanta area State Farm agent or go to statefarm.com today for a quote. Nobody can match State Farm's combination of personal service and great low rates.
Now that's big news.
It's time to get back to what life's about. It's time to break out of the doom and gloom. American Body Works Fitness Clubs can help you focus on what's important, your health, and living life to the fullest. With over 20 neighborhood clubs and 24-hour access, there's really no excuse. And for a limited time, you can get a 2-for-1 deal on a prepaid membership. Pay for 1 year's dues up front and get a second year or second membership free. There's more, but we got to keep this short, so check out AmericanBodyWorks.com or stop by your neighborhood American Body Works Club today.
Join the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation on Monday, April 20th for the annual CCFA Golf Classic. This year, it will be held at the Atlanta Athletic Club, home to the 2011 PGA Championship. Registration is limited to the first 64 foursomes. You and Atlanta's finest golfers will tee it up to help raise crucial research dollars for the millions of people fighting these painful, unpredictable digestive diseases. Sponsorships are also available. Call 404-982-0616 today to reserve your spot.
Spring training is finally over.
Good.
The games are for real.
Yes!
And we've got your Grand Slam coverage. All-stars Chipper Jones and Brian McCann exclusively every week, along with everyone's favorite baseball man, Chris Domino. First for sports, 790 The Zone.
Sports Radio 790 The Zone. This is Score Atlanta Sports Sunday. Fletcher Proctor, Scott Janovitz, who can't figure out a sink, and Brian Jones. It's okay, Scott. You went to Florida.
It's misrepresentation.
It's no big deal. And before we went to break, we were talking a little football. Why? Because football lives here on Sports Radio 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com. If you want to get in and give us a call, 404-233-7979 or star 790 on your AT&T phone. We will gladly talk football with you, talk Falcons. But, Scott, you wanted to talk about the NFL rule changes. And let me get this straight. One of the rule changes potentially could be adding two more games to the NFL schedule, taking two preseason games away, and you have a problem with this?
Well, Yeah, absolutely. I have a couple problems with it. For one, I think the preseason is important. It may not be important to LaDainian Tomlinson and to Peyton Manning. It's important to your second and stern string guys.
It does. It determines who your backup punter is.
Well, and here's the other thing. You know, one of the major rule changes was you can't hit a quarterback now when you're on your knees, and we can get into that in a minute.
Agreed.
But the idea behind that rule is to protect the quarterback. Well, how are you protecting the quarterback or anyone else for that matter by adding two more games to a season that's already a 16-game season.
Oh, you see what he did right there, Brian?
A 16-game season is brutal. It's hard enough to stay healthy. Now you're shortening careers. And if you add two games to every season, in 5 years you've now added 10 games to a player's career. That's a lot of more. That's a lot
more. You don't think they're going to get
paid more money? You're shortening the lifespan. You're shortening the lifespan of your stars inevitably.
And you don't think they're going to make more money?
It's a terrible decision. The reason they do it is because you have all these fans who pay for season tickets and they have to pay for preseason, and no one wants to do that. If you're a fan, I don't want to have to pay season ticket value for a preseason game. So make that optional. If you're a franchise, make that optional. Say you don't have to pay. You can be a season ticket holder and not pay for preseason games. But to add two more games to a season that's already brutal enough. To force these guys to go out there and kill each other for two more games.
It would stink to watch more football.
It's not about that. I like football more than anyone. I'm protecting the players here.
Football.
To force these guys to play more games than they already do is a joke.
Scott Janovitz is the guy that doesn't want more football. Brian Jones, are you in the camp of wanting more football or not?
Oh, I love more football.
Thank you.
I think the players.
It's not that simple.
But I don't think the players mind playing more football either. Because, again, they love the game. It gives them more of an opportunity to at least, you know, try to make a playoff run if they had two more games.
And let me ask you this. How many single-season rushing records would be broken? How many single-season
passing
records?
That's the other thing. Now you're throwing out every record. You're throwing out every record. No record means anything.
All these guys that hate the idea of playing more, all of a sudden, hey, I can put a feather in my cap of being the NFL leading rusher.
No record means anything anymore because now you're breaking them in a totally different arena,
so?
In a different playing field. You have two more games to break records.
The only people that care about that are the losers that say asterisk.
No, I agree.
Those are the only losers that matter about that.
I think it's a dangerous, dangerous idea because it literally shortens the career. This whole idea of protecting the stars in the game goes out the window because now you're shortening their career. You're adding a significant amount of games to their career. It may be only two a season, but within 5 years, that's 10 games. Within 10 years, that's 20 more games.
So you say do you play the same amount of games? It's just
you're
not
shortening
over
careers.
As many seasons.
You're shortening careers. Who wants to see that? You say you love football. It's a short-sighted idea.
And pro football.
It's a short-sighted idea. You may get more games this year, but you're getting less games from every star you're ever going to see in the long term. The other rule change that's significant is this idea you can't hit a quarterback now when you're on your knees. It's a joke. This is a physical football game. You have a guy like Peyton Manning who's played every single game of his career. He's never missed a start. Okay, I don't think he needs any more protection than he already has. Now a guy has to get on his feet to hit the quarterback. You can't sack a quarterback if you're on your knees. It's not football anymore. Why are there different rules for the quarterback than anyone else?
Because those are the stars, and you try to protect your stars.
Yeah, but not if it means changing the rules for one guy. Now he's playing essentially playing a different game than everyone else. He can't be hit.
Why do you have a problem with protecting the quarterbacks?
I have no problem with protecting the quarterbacks.
The big-time money.
That's the offensive line's job.
Okay, so
and
the offensive line does their job. Like last year, the Patriots did their job. They knocked the guy on the ground, and he came up. He didn't even bother to stand up. He was just like cheap shot. He kind of threw a little elbow through his shoulder.
As long as they're not intentionally,
Tom Brady's knee.
As long as it's not an intentional attempt to hurt the quarterback, you know, going into every single football game, there's a chance you're going to be hurt. Listen, it's other than hockey, it's the most physical sport out there. For you to change the rules to protect the – and it's not just changing the rules. It's drastically changing the rules. You're now telling me a sport based on, hey, tackling the guy with the ball. I mean, that's the idea of football. That's at the most fundamental sense of the game. You say, I'm going to tackle the guy with the ball. Now I have to be on my feet to do it? I can't make a clean tackle on my knees? That's ridiculous. Where do you stop?
Well, Rich McKay.
I think it's helping prevent injuries.
I mean, now are you going to eventually
say – And you're
say,
the guy beating the drum of – Let's have fewer games it's fewer injuries.
I want fewer games with the same rules for everyone. Are you going to start saying you can only hit the quarterback
between
the waist and the shoulders?
Hit a guy in the head?
But no, absolutely not. But now are you going to say you can only hit him between the waist and the shoulders? If you go down, if you hit him in the lower body, that's illegal now? I mean, that could be the next move.
Saves a guy's knees? Yeah, what's the problem with that?
I mean, if you're worried about your knees, don't play football. That's my answer to that question.
Okay. As bad as that stupid that rule may be, players are going to learn to adjust to that rule. Because back when a few years ago, when they made the horse collar rule,
saving people's ACLs,
exactly, and players are learning to adjust to it.
You know
that's what Rich McKay is.
Still hit a guy. But
the horse collar rule
applies.
The horse collar rule applies to everyone.
Right.
Well, That's not the case in this scenario.
But I'm just saying they're going to learn how to adjust to it.
How many times are you going to be able to hit a wide receiver running like a gazelle at the ball from on your knees?
It doesn't matter.
How many times?
The point is you can hit them. You can hit them however you want.
Make it universal And good luck game. And good luck trying to tackle LaDainian Tomlinson from a crab like position.
No, but you can certainly sack a quarterback from your knees.
And that's why they made the rule.
And if you get to
there's
the,
no
and if you
need
get
to make the rule for anybody else because you're never gonna hit Randy Moss.
You're gonna have
knees.
Scenarios. You're gonna have scenarios where a guy's gonna be in perfect position to sack the quarterback, and instead he can't even make contact with him, and as a result they complete a 20-yard pass down the field. It's not
the
football
only,
anymore.
The only
it's
thing
not football
that you're
anymore.
Gonna be able to do from your knees like that in a prone position like that is hurt a guy. The only thing you're going to be able to do is roll up on his knees. You're not going to be able to grab his jersey and pull him down like that.
I'm sorry. I think the NFL has made two huge mistakes in both those
rule
changes.
You are going after a guy. That's the only way you can bring a guy down is to go after his legs like that.
I don't think there's any problem with going after someone's
like
legs.
That?
I think you hit. I
oh,
think you,
so the guy who doesn't want more games because it might be more injuries doesn't have a problem with going for a guy's
it
knee.
It hasn't meant less games for Peyton Manning. It certainly didn't mean less games for Brett Favre. Two
let's
quarterbacks.
Let's put a guy in this situation.
Name more than two quarterbacks who Carson Palmer and Tom Brady.
The
end
future of the Bengals that franchise is on the path to getting out of mediocrity.
You had two unlucky
and
plays.
He has never been the same
you had
again.
Two unlucky
let's
plays.
Hope if you're a Patriots fan that Tom Brady will go back to being pre-injury Tom Brady, because otherwise he may be just in the same boat as Carson Palmer. When we come back, we're going to continue this debate and also talk about Jay Cutler. Was that a good trade for the Broncos? Was it a good trade for the Bears? That and so much more. Score Atlanta Sports Sunday on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
Bears.
Pollock and Bell.
Hey, have a great weekend. Pollock's off to the beach.
Not a dang thing. Don't call me. Don't text me. I will not answer.
But I had questions about the Book of Leviticus. Filling in for the All-American, we got Drew Barry. We got Mike Brooks from CNN. We got Willie Cellucci. We're out at the Masters. Oh, gosh. We'll be BUI that day. It's going to be a big week on Pollock and Bell.
Afternoons from 4 to 7 on 790 The Zone.
They started in business 11 years ago, similar time when The Zone got started, and we like to think Next Generation Cellular, much like The Zone, is the class of their industry. Next Generation Cellular, a preferred Sprint partner, has got 4 locations, and they absolutely understand service. What am I talking about? Need help setting up your BlackBerry? Next Gen sends a certified rep to your office as your personal tutor. Want to surf the web on your new phone or PDA? Next Gen helps you set up your favorite websites. Something not working on your phone, you bring it to Next Gen, or if they can't fix it on site, they'll give you a loaner right away. They understand customer service. They'll send people to your home or your office. They'll make it stress-free. Call today, 678-285-0200. That's 678-285-0200. And don't forget, they have an offer right now, the new BlackBerry Curve, for free with new service. Not only free, but Next Gen will deliver it to you and set it up as well. That's perfect. Next Gen Cellular, 4 locations, Marietta, Alpharetta, 678-285-0200. They know how to take care of you.
Go to ToastyTorpedo.com to enter for a chance to win free Toasty Torpedoes for a year. There are 5 great recipes to try. Quiznos. Toasty. At participating locations for a limited time.
Atlanta Hawks first round playoff tickets are on sale now. For more information, visit Hawks.com/playoffs. Now you know.
Who says the real estate market's slow? Hi, this is Rhonda Duffy of Duffy Realty of Atlanta. In the last year and a half, I've sold over 1,200 homes. That's right, 1,200. Far more than any other agent in Atlanta, making me number one in Georgia for the 4th year in a row. And my listing sold in half the time of other agents, 66 days on average. All the other guys, 133. Saving my sellers 3 extra mortgage payments. How did I do this? Simple, with Duffy Realty's buyer magnet system. See, buyers come from many places. I market your property to all of them for only $500 until it's sold. More exposure, lower cost means more buyers and quicker sales. That's simple. Call Duffy now at 678-366-2777. That's 678-366-2777. Or go to DuffyRealtyOfAtlanta.com and put yourself in the hands of a real full-service expert. Oh, and don't forget to listen to me, Rhonda Duffy, the real estate expert, host the Duffy Realty Show Sunday mornings at 8 right here on 790 The Zone.
In times like these, a successful small business owner is a smart small business owner. So for a limited time, Comcast Business Class is offering high-speed internet and crystal clear voice for just $79 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Delivered on America's leading fiber optic network for TV, phone, and internet. What exactly do you get for $79 a month? High-speed internet that's much faster than the DSL or T1 you might be using now, with super fast speeds up to 6 megabits per second and unlimited local and long-distance calling for your small business to anywhere in the U.S., Canada, and Puerto Rico. Give your small business an upgrade and save save money doing it. Sign up for the $79 internet and phone package at 800-391-3000. $79 a month. There's nothing smarter than that. Comcast Business Class. It's not small business. It's fast business.
Offer ends 6:30 or 9. Not available in all areas. Restrictions apply. Early termination fee applies after promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded. Comcast regular charges apply. Equipment installation, taxes, and telephone fees extra may not be combined with other offers. Many factors affect speed. Actual speeds variant are not guaranteed. Speed comparison with downloads for standard 1.5 megabits per second. $24.95 per line activation fee applies to voice and up to 4 lines. Call for restrictions and complete details.
Hey, man.
Hey.
You've been drinking McDonald's sweet tea.
What?
You're in a constant state of refreshment.
A constant state of
what? Mm-hmm. Was that a double ah?
McDonald's Sweet Tea, the authentic slow-brewed recipe that's sweetened to perfection. Plus, you can get 32 ounces for only a buck. It's enough to put anyone in a constant state of refreshment.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Prices and participation may vary. Ounces refer to average fill.
Welcome to Economics 101. Now, when a given item greatly exceeds the expectations of the purchaser, it is referred to as a good value. To illustrate, I've placed McDonald's meals on your desks. Point made.
I love economics!
Share your smarts. Grab McDonald's Southern-style chicken sandwich, perfectly seasoned with two pickles on a warm bun. It's economically delicious. At participating McDonald's.
Time to play.
We're closing in on the NFL draft. Keep it locked to 790 The Zone for all the draft insight, expertise, and best interviews anywhere. First for football, 790 The Zone.
Score Atlanta Sports Sunday on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. If you're listening to us in your car or at home on 790thezone.com, we appreciate it. Fletcher Proctor, Brian Jones, and Scott Janovitz here. We're going to be here till about 5 minutes to one when Georgia Tech baseball takes over. Baseball. You know, James Earl Jones once went on a huge long monologue about baseball. And
that was in a movie, wasn't it?
It was Field of Dreams.
Yeah.
Just a small,
Terrence Mann.
Just a small movie.
Just a small movie.
Right.
That might be one of the best guy baseball movies ever made.
Never seen it.
Really?
No, of course not.
Before the break, we were talking about football. Why? Because football lives here on Sports Radio 790 The Zone, and we won't get into the rule changes. We were arguing all through the break. We're not going to get into it. I think you should protect the quarterback. Scott thinks you should just be able to go for his knees.
We don't have to discuss this rule, but
there is another
significant rule change that went on, and we don't have to get into it. I mean,
go ahead and show it, because I want to talk about the Falcons and their draft, but go ahead.
It's just the idea that, and it has exactly to do with the draft, which is why I bring it up. And now the draft order has changed based on postseason results rather than regular season records. So a team like San Diego, who went 8-8 in the regular season but was awesome in the playoffs, would now be choosing a lot later than they are this year. I think they're selecting 16th because of that 8-8 record. When they went in the postseason and beat the Colts, they proved that they're a much better team than that. And they would be picking at that in 2010.
Yeah, I heard about
interesting.
That
2010,
so the
they'll be
rich
picking
conceivably
in that.
Get richer.
Well, they won't in 2010, and that's the point.
Ah.
Yeah.
Conceivably.
I said conceivably.
Inconceivable.
I like that rule change.
But anyway, a big trade went down a couple days ago before we get into the Falcons draft. A big trade went down. Jay Cutler. And a fifth rounder going from the Broncos to the Bears.
And a second and a third, right?
No, just the Jay Cutler and a fifth in exchange for two first rounders and a third rounder.
Sorry, I missed
I think the Broncos made out like bandits here, considering they were forced to trade Jay Cutler. Getting two first rounders and a third rounder for Jay Cutler, that's pretty good. But then again, the Bears also got maybe a top five quarterback in the entire NFL in Jay Cutler.
Well,
I think it works out for both teams.
I think they got the second best young quarterback in the NFL behind Ben Roethlisberger.
Matt Ryan.
The problem with it I have is that the Bears have no one for him to throw to. I mean, it's a great trade if you
Devin
have a receiver.
What about Devin Hester?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he's not. I mean, come on.
He's a return man.
I mean, now if they address receiver big time in the draft, then I like it more.
They don't
for them.
Have much opportunity to, though, because they don't have a first rounder.
Right. Exactly.
Or a third rounder. They've got a second rounder, so they've got to go after a guy in the second.
So it doesn't matter how good you're. And I love Jay Cutler. I think there are throws that he makes that nobody else in the entire league can make. Problem is, if he's got no one to throw to, then it doesn't matter who your quarterback is. My problem with the trade for Denver, and I think they got the better end of the trade, is that now they're kind of stuck with Kyle Orton.
Kyle Orton, this is his last year of his contract, so he's going to be making a contract push. You've also got Chris Sims, and you've also got the opportunity with the 12th pick, and I believe, what is it, the 18th pick? Yeah. I mean, maybe yeah, up, maybe Sanchez pick. Is still there. I mean, if he gets past the
49ers. You're in the same predicament the Bears
maybe,
were in.
Maybe, I don't know,
by the way,
maybe.
I actually like Chris Sims a lot until his spleen was whatever.
He had a splenectomy.
Yeah, I mean, he was playing really well for the Bucs.
And who's to say they don't go out there and take Josh Freeman as a project at number 18 from Kansas State,
he's
the quarterback in the future. He might be the most prototypical quarterback in the draft. I mean, he's taller than Matt Stafford. He's got a cannon for an arm just like Stafford. He's unpolished, but whatever.
You know, I think lost out in this trade is Detroit. To me, if you're Detroit, you get rid of anything it takes to make that trade outside of Calvin Johnson and the number one pick. If you can keep those two things, I would trade my whole team away. I would have Cutler. I wouldn't take Stafford. Now they're in the position where they have to take Stafford.
Well, you know what I do, and I
said
this a few weeks ago.
You have Cutler, and then you use the number one pick on a left tackle. You have Cutler and a franchise left tackle.
They need to address
Calvin Johnson, and you move forward, and now you're set for the future.
Well, you have the number one pick. If Stafford's your guy, and apparently had a quite impressive workout for them, you say to Stafford, we're going to take you. Let's sign you right now. And let's go ahead, and I'm going to give you the playbook. And even though the draft isn't for another week or two, you say, we're going to start this thing right now. You can do that. When you have the first pick, you can do that. You can go ahead and lock up Jake Long like the Dolphins did last year. You can say, Stafford, you're our guy. Here's the playbook. Start learning it. Let's go. Let's do this thing right now. Why don't they do that?
Well, I mean,
if he's going to be their pick, go ahead and do it.
Because I think they don't do that.
Look
because
the success
as
the
soon as you
Ryan.
Do that, unless you're absolutely sold on that pick, and I'm not sure they are, that pick loses value the second you sign your guy. You know what I mean?
Okay, so go ahead and
sign
him.
I think they're trying to keep the value.
Be happy
of the
with
pick.
Your pick.
But they're not sold on him.
Okay,
I don't know if they know they want
you,
him.
I think
may want to look to get
workout.
Out of that pick.
Maybe they had an impressive workout and they'd like him. But I'm just saying, if he ends up being the pick, go ahead and sign him right now. Get him in there right now, learning stuff, because that's going to get a jump. Look at how well Ryan did last year when he got the jump versus Jamarcus Russell the year before, who waited till into the season.
Well, I agree
sign.
With you on this. There's no point in
sign him and do it right now.
If
he's your guy.
If he holds out, it's a mess.
He cannot afford to hold out.
Right.
Sign him right now. And if you're Stafford, pitch that to him. Have your agents do that. Brian, you follow the Falcons for Score Atlanta.
That is
of
correct.
Course.
Mm-hmm.
Mock drafts coming out. It's got everybody from Brian Cushing's to Clay Matthews to the guy Larry English. What's going on with the Falcons? Who are they going to take with the draft pick? I believe it's number 13, correct? No, it's not number 13. It's
number 24.
24. 13 is the Redskins.
13
is
really high.
13 is the Redskins. Never mind.
Yeah.
I've got Redskins on my brain. Go ahead.
That's just a huge Redskins.
Who are they going to take with the 24th pick?
They need to address – I think their glaring need is a safety, but they're not going to draft a safety in the first round because the safety class is not deep. They could go for defensive tackle because they didn't address that last year. You know what? I could see them trading down just to add more draft picks because so they can address, you know, the safety position, the cornerback position, the outside linebacker position, defensive tackle, and even the tight end position. Because, again, you know.
What about defensive end?
Defensive
end. Defensive end. I mean, who do they have? Who's rushing the passer? I mean, Abraham's good, but how many years?
Jamal Anderson.
He's been healthy for 1 year in the last 10.
And that's it. And Jamal Anderson has 2 sacks in 2 years starting with the Falcons. So, yeah, they also need a defensive end. And that's also something they're going to look at. But I could see them trading down just to get more picks.
Give us a name.
Score Atlanta Sports Sunday on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. Brian Jones, who works with the with Score Atlanta following the Falcons, is going to give us a name of who the Falcons will take.
One pick.
Brian Jones is on the clock.
I'm on the clock. But I think when it's all said and done, they'll probably take P.R. Jerry, the defensive tackle for Ole Miss.
Let me throw this out there for you.
I love that pick, by the way.
That's a good pick. But let me throw this out there for you. Came down recently. A failed drug test. Don't know if it's steroids. Don't know if it's marijuana. Don't know what it is. B.J. Raji, I believe is how you pronounce his last name.
Yep.
The defensive tackle from Boston College.
Well,
projected to go number 7 to the Oakland Raiders.
And as high as 4?
What if he falls and is available at 24? Do you take a guy, you know, with a... Hey, you failed a drug test. Don't know what it is. Do you take him or do you let him keep sliding, Brian? Because we saw it a couple years ago with Luis Castillo,
who ended up going
with the San Diego Chargers, failed a steroid test, right?
And he's as good as any defense
and dropped
tackle.
From probably the top 10 to down in the lower half of the first round. Is this something the Falcons might be interested in, Brian? You talked to him up there.
I think so, because in early mock drafts, the Falcons had with B.J. Raji. Now with this failed drug test, I think Thomas Dimitroff has to look and say, and pretty much say or ask himself, you know, is B.J. Raji a character guy? Is this just a, you know, an honest mistake, or is this something that he's been having a problem with? But
well, we know that the GM, Dimitroff, comes from the New England Patriots.
Right.
And he was up there with Belichick, who was not afraid to take a chance on Corey Dillon.
Vince Wilfork.
Not afraid to take a chance on Wilfork, not afraid to take a chance on Randy Moss. Okay, so they have a history of maybe going after guys with a bit of an issue. Scott.
Ooh, I'm raising my hand. I think if you can get a top five, or, I mean, there are some drafts that project him in the top five. You can get a top five talent at 24, you're crazy.
I would
draft Raji and give him all the drugs he wants. I mean, I think it's nuts.
Well, I don't know if I'd give him all the drugs he wants.
The point is, I don't care what he's done in his past.
Drugs are bad.
According to all reports outside of, you know, his recent problems, this is a good guy. He didn't have any problems at BC, which is a, you know, a classy school.
Any chance to take Michael Johnson to Georgia Tech, Brian?
Oh, my God.
Maybe in the second round?
If he's available in the second round, I would say yes. I mean, he has a tremendous upside. He just doesn't give 100% on each play. And I don't know if a guy like Mike Smith, or especially Brian Van Gorder, would go for someone like that.
Yeah, that'd be a real fearsome tandem. Let's put Anderson and Michael Johnson, two players who don't produce at all, right next to each other.
All right, Scott Janovitz, Brian Jones, my name is Fletcher Proctor. This is Score Atlanta Sports Sunday on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. When we come back, we'll get into a little Masters talk. It's that time of year. Oh, yes, Augusta. Is it the best thing about the month of April? We'll talk about that and so much more. Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
Mayhem in the AM. Monday morning on Mayhem, you know what we're doing. Braves open the season on national TV Sunday night. We're the first show to talk about it. Also, Final Four, we look ahead to the championship game. And Nick Cellini, why he loves the viola. Monday morning's Mayhem.
Morning, 6 to 11, only on 790 The Zone.
And 790thezone.com.
Now through April 30th at Barnsley Gardens, receive a special room rate of just $129 on Tuesdays. This deal won't last long. Call 770-773-7480 to reserve your spot.
These days, we're all looking for new ways to save. Maybe you're spending less on entertainment, or maybe you're simply staying in more. Here at Charter, we understand. That's why we're happy to tell you about a great way to save money while getting the best cable, internet, and phone services for your home. Right now, you can get the Charter Bundle, starting at $99.97 a month. That's cable TV with a crystal clear picture and the channels you love, plus the fastest, most reliable internet speeds available. You also save more than 35% on your current phone bill with unlimited local and long-distance calling. With Charter, you can count on savings all year long.
Get cable, internet, and phone on one easy bill with the Charter Bundle, starting at $99.97 a month for 12 months. Call 1-877-SAVE-114. That's 1-877-728-3114, or visit charter.com today. Count on savings of $25 or more every month, and ask about ways to lock in your rate until 2011.
Limited time offer. Claims based on ComScore report Q208 and provider websites 10-17-08. Standard rates apply after promotional period. Taxes, fees, and installation extra. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Go to ToastyTorpedo.com to enter for a chance to win free Toasty Torpedoes for a year. There are 5 great recipes to try. Quiznos. Toasty. At participating locations for a limited time.
Charles Barkley, Coach K, Chipper Jones, and many more great interviews in the BrandSmart USA Instant Replay Channel, only on 790thezone.com.
How could you be so heartless?
Wrapping up Score Atlanta Sports Sunday on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. You know what's coming up next? Georgia Tech baseball.
It's cutting us short.
Right here on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. We are the official home of the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. And you know what happens this coming weekend? Masters coverage. I believe Mike Bell, Brandon Adams going to be out there as well. So Jeff Wolverton will be there. Be sure to keep it locked Thursday and Friday. Sports Radio 790 The Zone. Live from Augusta.
Yeah, and
After
Bayhill last week.
You want some coverage? Masters coverage? Tune to 790.
After Bayhill last week, could you be more excited for the Masters? And after Bayhill, I mean, after what Tiger did at Bayhill.
Tiger, I saw the line, the sports books over in England. He's a 1-to-1 favorite. What does that even mean? You bet a dollar, you win a dollar?
It's exactly what it means, in fact.
All right. Not 2-to-1, not 3-to-1, 1-to-1 odds.
Yeah.
That's pretty daggone good.
He's a sizable favorite. I mean, is there any doubt he's going to win? I mean, he's the greatest athlete in the world today. Maybe the greatest athlete of all time.
Well, you know what? I will say this. Despite opening day, despite the final quattro, despite all the rest that happens in the month of April, the Masters is what does it for me.
Atlanta.
Best sporting event.
It is.
In the month of April.
I look forward to Atlanta.
Bar none. What?
I said I look forward to Atlanta, Paul, and more.
Bar None.
Hey, or WrestleMania, which is tonight.
Keep it
car covered in green. There's nothing better than that in April.
Yeah, WrestleMania versus the Masters, Brian. I want to thank Joel behind the glass. Thanks for doing your thing. Brian, for calling us up. Larry Hartstein also. Dean Leggy giving us a buzz today. Those guys helping us out. We appreciate all of our people that called in. Scott Janovitz, Brian Jones, my name Fletcher Proctor. We'll be back here next week from 10 to 1 on Score Atlanta Sports Sunday right here on Sports Radio, 790 Zone. Stay tuned. Georgia Tech Baseball coming up next.
I have news.
News.
We're local every weeknight until 9.
Are you listening?
We're local on the weekends.
Are you kidding me?
Our experts are local.
And you know what?
Our play-by-play is local.
You're scaring me.
That's a whole lot of local. 790 The Zone, first for local sports. 790 The Zone is the home of the Atlanta Hawks. WQXI Atlanta, a big league broadcasting company.
Coverage of Georgia Tech baseball on 790 The Zone from ISP Sports continues this afternoon. The third game of this weekend series with Georgia Tech and North Carolina battling in the top five, and it's been outstanding. 4-2 Carolina won here on Friday night, and then high drama here yesterday afternoon. The Jackets scored three in the ninth, the bottom of the ninth, to tie two of those with two outs, and then won it in the 11th on Jason Haniger's grand slam, Randy.
Yeah, it was one of those games that you really can't hardly recap. So much happened there at the end of the ball game where Tech got a couple of soft singles. So there was some umpire disagreement with Mike Fox and the entire staff for that matter. To describe it would just to say that Georgia Tech had one of its finest comeback victories here at Russ Chandler Stadium since this new stadium especially has been built. There's been a lot of late inning victories, but I think that one ranks right up there with them.
And a great crowd here, nearly 4,200 yesterday, largest crowd to see Georgia Tech play an ACC opponent here. And even with some cloudy skies, we've got another good group coming in today to see the Yellow Jackets and Tar Heels put an end to what has been a big series already in terms of each school winning one, but also in terms of the standings. We'll get to that as our ball game unfolds here today. Pair of right-handers go Kevin Jacob at 4-1. Matt Harvey's also 4-1 for Carolina, Randy.
Yeah, two hard-throwing right-handers. Matt Harvey, of course, probably has the highest profile of either one of these two pitchers in that he was a third-round draft choice out of high school and went to North Carolina when most people thought he would go pro.
Right.
And on the other hand, Kevin Jacobs has sort of worked his way up through the ranks at Georgia Tech, pitching a little bit as a freshman, midweek starter to start this year, and now is the Sunday starter for Georgia Tech on a regular basis.
Well, there have been heroes all over the place all weekend, the first two nights for these clubs with Carolina and Georgia Tech. We'll get to our first pitch and more. We continue, but first this timeout. You're listening to Georgia Tech Baseball from ISP Sports on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
Wow, my new bride and everyone's here. This is the best day of my life. Ooh, there was that one day at the bar.
What?
I was watching football and playing Keno. My team won and I won thousands of dollars. Oh, that was the best day of my life. Oh, no, honey. Is this going to affect the honeymoon?
Keno!
From the Georgia Lottery, win up to $100,000 every 4 minutes. Today could be the day. Please play responsibly.
So you call yourself a fan?
Yep.
Got season tickets?
Yep.
Do you call in sick after a loss? Did you name your firstborn after the star player?
Yeah.
You got AT&T?
What? How will AT&T make me a better fan?
Well, high-speed internet from AT&T gives you access to thousands of Wi-Fi hotspots, so you can stay connected to the teams you love most.
Oh, I get it. So I can stay connected whether I'm home or away.
Dude.
What?
That was lame.
Really?
Lager lessons from Budweiser.
Did you know that Budweiser brews beer at 12 different breweries across the country? That's cool, but the real news is that every afternoon at 3, while you're doing your job, the brewmaster's job is to taste the Budweiser from each of those breweries, just to make sure that every Budweiser tastes exactly the way it should, with that perfect balance of flavor and refreshment.
Budweiser, the great American lager. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. Please drink responsibly.
Be there.
be heard. 90% of Americans over the age of 12 listen to the radio every single week.
That's nearly 270 million people each week.
And they could be listening to your company's ad on the fastest growing and largest sports network in the country.
There is no better or more affluent audience than college sports fans.
And no better value for your marketing and advertising investment than ISP, America's home for college sports.
Call 1-877-4-FANS-ISP.
That's 1-877-432-6747 to get your company's message on the radio today.
790 The Zone.
The Zone.
We know what guys want.
And back at Russ Chandler Stadium with Randy Carroll, West Durham. Here's the lineup for North Carolina, 23-7 overall, 8-5 in the loop. Ben Bunning leads off in left field. Garrett Gore in right, bats second. Dustin Ackley, the fine first baseman, is at third. Levi Michael, the true freshman, cleans up at second base. Kyle Seager, the third baseman,